I think teachers implement an evidence-based practice without fidelity for lots of different reasons, including they think they can make it more effective. And I think they sometimes can make it more effective by adapting it to their particular characteristics and needs of their learners and to their environment. But of course, you always run a risk when you do that. Probably more frequently, they don't implement it with fidelity because they can't. They just don't have the resources that are required. They don't have the training that was required, and so they literally don't know how to implement it. They don't have the time in their class to implement it as it was designed. Drift, obviously, is another big reason why teachers don't end up implementing a practice with fidelity. It's just kind of natural that over time we fall into patterns, and that if you're not actively evaluating your fidelity, all of a sudden you're doing something in a different way than you originally intended. And this is especially the case if you're not receiving ongoing support and don't have someone who's helping you engage in evaluating your implementation